Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Straight Up with Sturge, ESPN Upstate. Jeff Pantridge filling in. Big Daddy Cool Diesel. And you kicking it until 7 o'clock this evening. We're going to get to the five sides at fives in a second. But Diesel, I'm watching Around the Horn on ESPN right now. And Kevin Blackistone is one of the gentlemen on the show this afternoon. And I noticed, I think he dyed his beard.
He's a handsome fella.
He is a handsome fella. I think he had a little gray in his beard before.
Yeah, he had a lot of gray in his beard.
And now he's going with all black beard. And we talked about this yesterday.
He looks 10 years younger.
Yeah. And we talked about this yesterday, Diesel. Yeah. If you didn't hear the show or this particular time, I think we talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour, if I remember correctly. We asked if it was okay for a man to dye his beard or dye his hair because comb overs are not cool.
No.
Wigs are toupees, certainly not cool. But according to Diesel, it's okay for a man to dye his hair or dye their beard.
Well, as long as you do it and it looks somewhat natural.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do the James Harden.
Yeah, where it's just...
You know, it's just, it's onyx.
Yeah, you got it.
You can't do it that dark. He's still got a little gray in his beard there, Blackstone up there.
Oh, a little bit. All but, right, maybe he's just using the touch of gray.
Yeah.
Like the Just for Men touch
of
gray.
Yeah, he just leaves it in for 4 minutes instead of five.
There you go, Keith Hernandez style. Like
it's okay. You know, I touched mine up this morning. You know, I wanted you to be able to see it in person, how good it looks.
Yeah.
So, I think you should do it.
74% of the American public says it's not cool. According to ESPN Upstate, we put a poll up yesterday.
Who cares what they think?
And they said it's lame.
They're wrong.
Yeah, I don't want to be lame, Diesel. I want to be cool.
You don't want to go, it's cool to do what you want to do, not what the people want you to do.
Hey, that's what everybody says. Everybody says, I don't care what people think, but we all care what people think.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. Ah. Yeah. Kevin Durant says he doesn't care what people think, and he's got 17 burner accounts on Twitter. How many burner accounts you got with your brown beard over here?
I only have 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care that much.
You care. You care, Diesel. We all care what people think. Are you ready for some five sides at five?
I am ready.
Let's do it. All right. So, a lot of big stories today. The biggest story obviously being the NBA Finals wrapping up last night. There's also some other side stories happening in the world of sports. And Big Daddy Cool Diesel's got them for you right about now.
Story number five, Harrison Butker getting paid. Kansas City Chiefs offer him a $20 million deal.
Harrison Butker.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to power rank. By the way, in honor of Harrison Butker getting paid, we're going to power rank the worst names in sports. $20
million? $20
million. Kicker.
Kicker.
The running
toe back. To leather. That's all he does.
Running backs can't get like $5 million. Seriously, and he's not quite the same anymore, but one guy that's like that I always thought got hosed in the NFL when it came to contracts, and he's finally slowing down, is LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount has been a pretty damn good running back over the years.
Yeah.
And every year he would get cut and then he'd sign with a new team for like 1 year, $1 million. And I'm like, this guy pounds his head into the line 300 times a year. He's a running back. He's giving up his body and he's only getting $1 million. And Harrison Butker for the Chiefs just got $20 million.
Yeah, but if you've got a good team that scores a lot of points, you as a kicker can also score a lot of points.
That's true. That's a good point.
A lot of times kickers, especially if they have longevity with a team, they end up pretty high in the rankings as far as total points
total
scored.
Points. Usually, if I guarantee if with 32 teams in the league, if you looked up the highest point totals of each, you know, player-wise for each of the 32 teams, 25 of them would be kickers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they score 3 points on every touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. Or no, one. On touchdowns.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
One on touchdowns, three on PATs.
Yeah.
Wow. It's Friday, man. Yeah. It's a rough day.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens to the best. It happens to me all the time. But, yeah, they play until they're 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, kickers play for a very long time. Another thing, Diesel, why it's worth it sometimes to spend that much money on a kicker because of the extra point being at the 33-yard line now. The extra point is not a chip shot anymore. It's not the 19-yard kick. The extra point is a 33-yard kick, especially in Kansas City where it kind of gets cold and nasty and windy.
You have to have a good kicker.
Tell the Bears. Remember the tell the Bears last year. The Bears blew it in the playoffs because Cody Parkey missed the field goal. I guarantee if the Bears could rewind the clock and pay somebody like Harrison Butker, one of the best kickers in the league, $20 million, they'd do it in a heartbeat because the Bears could have maybe went on to win a Super Bowl with that defense that they had. The Bears still have a mess at kicker. They got two guys right now, two rookies trying to make the squad, and they're both terrible. The Bears might not even kick footballs this year. They just might go for two every time. It's awful. But congratulations, Harrison Butker.
Story number four, the five sides of five. Toronto Raptors president of basketball operations under suspicion of misdemeanor battery on a police officer?
Yeah. I saw this. I think this hit like early this afternoon. Masai Ujiri, and this guy, it's funny, he was first in the news last night because as soon as they won the championship, they're literally like holding up the Larry O'Brien trophy and Woj dropped a Woj bomb. On Twitter, he said that this guy, Ujiri, the Toronto president of basketball operations, is going to get offered a job from the Wizards for $10 million a year to be the GM. Like, that's serious coin. So he's probably going to leave. And he just got there a couple years ago. He's probably going to leave. He just won a championship. He's going to leave. And then this happens. We get this news today where this Alameda County sheriff's officer at the game. Once the game ends, you know, everybody wants to get on the court and celebrate. And this sheriff wouldn't let the Toronto Raptors president of basketball operations on the court. And apparently, Masai Ujiri shoved the officer because he didn't like the officer was asking for his credential. And Ujiri, he's like, he probably played the, you know, do you know who I am card because I'm the GM of the team. Let me on the damn court. So
why would anybody know who the GM of the Toronto Raptors is?
That's the thing. Did you know who he was? I didn't.
No.
Yeah. Like, you don't know who general manager in basketball. You don't. There's a couple football guys you would know, you know, like if you saw them at the supermarket. But basketball guys, for the most part, you don't know what they look like. And this isn't like this was in Toronto. This is in Oakland. So this Oakland sheriff, you know, or this Alameda County sheriff, this police officer in Oakland, he has no idea what he looks like. So he just asked him for the credentials and they got in kind of a shoving match. And apparently Ujiri shoved the police officer and then his hand kind of went up and like hit him in the jaw a little bit. So he struck a cop
in the face.
Now, he didn't punch him.
Yeah, that's bad.
But he put his hands on a police officer. So what's going to happen? Cooler heads prevailed. I'm glad that the police officers didn't try to cuff him or anything at the game. That would have been a horrible look. Because he's allowed to be there. He's the damn GM of the team. But still, the cooler heads prevailed, but now they might charge him. So we'll see what happens.
Story number three today. Pat Bowlen, owner of the Denver Broncos, has passed away. Succumbed to his battle with Alzheimer's at the age of 75.
75. Yeah, man, so sad. I hope I never have to deal with anybody close to me having Alzheimer's. I just, you know, read so many horrible stories, and I've known people that have been affected by it. And it's just to have that happen to you, it's a curse on you, and it's a curse on everybody that loves you because it's so hard to deal with, and it happens over years. Pat Bowlen has been dealing with Alzheimer's for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years now, and it's just a really crippling disease. And Pat Bowlen, one of the best owners in sports. The Denver Broncos organization, when I look at NFL organizations, there are about four to me that really stick out as being consistent, top-notch organizations from top to bottom. You got to give the Patriots credit for what they've done over the last 20 years. As much as I hate them, you have to give them credit. The Pittsburgh Steelers are a phenomenal organization from top to bottom, starting with the Rooney family. They've always done things the right way in Pittsburgh. They've always drafted well. They've always put out good teams. Up until very recently, I would put the New York Giants in that class too. The New York Giants have always been a stable organization, a successful organization, four Super Bowls, generations of great teams, and never really falling off until literally like 2 years ago. And I would put the Broncos in that category too. The Broncos have always been consistent. They rarely have a losing record. Right now, they're kind of going through a bit of a valley, and we'll see. And I guarantee you, they'll turn it around. But Diesel, it starts at the top.
Yes, it does.
It always starts at the top with an organization. And if you have a bad owner, you're screwed because you can't fire the owner. That's why the certain teams like the Redskins will always suck because their owner's an idiot. Pat Bowlen was always a great owner, always innovative, and always ran a great great organization. And it's just sad to see him go. And our condolences to the Bowlen family and the Denver Broncos.
Five sides of five story number two, Los Angeles DH Shohei Ohtani became the first Japanese-born player to hit for the cycle.
Yeah.
How about that?
Against my beloved Tampa Bay Rays last night. And there were probably 11 people in the stands to see it. hitting for the cycle. Is that a big deal still, Diesel? Do you get excited?
It should be.
Yeah, it is a big deal, right?
It should be.
Yeah. And I guess there's not that many Japanese players. You would have thought Ichiro would have done it, but I guess he didn't hit a lot of home runs. I bet Ichiro probably got the other three a bunch of times, and he never got the dinger.
Yeah, if you're that guy, is it like when you play darts and you always go for the bullseye to start with because you just got to clear those out?
Yeah.
Is it like that? You just try to hit home runs.
Yeah.
And then the rest should be easy.
Exactly. Yeah, it should just land somewhere, hopefully. But yeah, Shohei Ohtani, I love this guy, man. And it's crazy because, you know, he's not going to pitch this year. He had the Tommy John surgery. And so he's not going to pitch all year, but he can still hit. And he's doing pretty damn well again. This guy, I cannot wait to see him pitch again next year. He could be the face of baseball because we have never had a guy like this since Babe Ruth that can legitimately do both. And it's cool to see him get a cycle. And not just that, I've always wondered this, Diesel. Tell me what you would do. Now, he got the single was the last thing he got.
Yes.
I think he got the home run first. I think he got the home run first, the triple second, the double third, and the single fourth, if I remember. And it doesn't matter. I know that the single was last. Let me ask you this, Diesel. Say you have the other three. You got the home run, you got the triple, and you got the double. And you're up to bat, and you hit a ball that you know is basically going to be a double, like you hit like a gapper. Would you stop at first to get the cycle, or would you run to just jog to second?
Because that's hard.
That is hard.
Yeah. That's hard.
What do you do?
I want to hit for the cycle.
I want to hit for the cycle too.
Yeah.
I guess it maybe depends on the game situation. Maybe if you're up by 10 runs, you can stop at first. But what if you're down by one?
And it's the eighth or ninth inning.
You got to run the second. Yeah. See, screw my team. I want the cycle, man. they'll forgive me at some point, right?
Yeah, you'll be in the record books long after you've been traded to some other team.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, man, it's better. What do I always say in radio? It's better to ask forgiveness than permission. So, yeah, just do it, man. Just go for the cycle. Stay at first and hope that somebody hits you in with a home run in the next at bat because you're probably going to piss a lot of people off. But, hey, man, it's a cycle. Doesn't happen very often. Never happened to a Japanese-born player. So congratulations, Shohei Ohtani.
And story number one, the NFL has made tentative plans to push forward with its plan to introduce pass interference to replay review.
They're changing it again.
Yeah.
They're changing it again, Diesel. So it seems like they change it every week. I don't
know. It feels like NASCAR.
Yeah.
Where, for about a decade, NASCAR has tweaked the rules every single year.
Yep.
Instead of just sticking with something for a while, and that's what the NFL's doing.
Yeah.
It's going to drive the players insane.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on. Well, it's so hard to watch a football game now. I love football. It's my favorite sport. I love, and I'm a pro football. I love college. I do. But I'm a pro football guy. But it's really hard for me to watch football now because of all the stoppages of play with all the penalties. And it just, another thing, whenever you see a touchdown, like, you can't celebrate touchdowns anymore. I'm not talking about the players. I'm talking about me, a fan. If you're a fan and your team scores or your fantasy football player scores, you got to wait for the review to even, like, you're like, oh, is he in? And, like, it takes away that joy of seeing someone get a touchdown. It's too much.
Why don't they just put an invisible, you know, RFID line across the goal line, put a chip on the two tips of the football.
Yes.
And if either one of those chips gets across the line, it's a touchdown.
It's easy. They do it
in
soccer.
It's not hard.
They do it in soccer. They do it in tennis. It's literally like you come up, it takes 2 seconds to review it.
A red light comes on. Burp, guess what?
Yeah.
Did he still have possession of the ball when he crossed the goal line? Uh-huh. Touchdown.
Yeah, hockey, they have a red light on the goals. It'd be so easy. I don't know why they don't do that. It's really annoying.
I think they like the controversy.
They do.
They like people... now we have to spend another 45 seconds to talk about it.
Yep. No, they love the controversy. Yeah, controversy creates cash, man. It absolutely does. They love it. But now, so what they did with the pass interference rule, of course, it started with the New Orleans fiasco against the Rams. So they made it where last month they changed it again, and they made it where coaches could challenge within the last 2 minutes. Because now coaches can't challenge within 2 minutes. It's just referees. They review it. But now they've changed it back where coaches are not allowed to challenge within the last 2 minutes. It's got to be a referee decision. So Monday, Surge will be back, and they'll probably change it again. So who knows what the heck's going on? Like, what do you think they should do with pass interference? Do you think the coaches should be allowed to challenge at any time in the game, including the last 2 minutes?
I think it should be like any other challenge. You get one.
Yeah.
You can challenge one in the game, so you better make sure it is a crucial decision.
Yep. You know? I agree. Yeah, because you can't just challenge like 10 of them. Yeah, the game would take 10 hours long. But yeah, one. So then hopefully New Orleans. Well, what if New Orleans had one challenge and they blew it in the third quarter and they wouldn't be able to challenge that?
Sorry, you shouldn't have blew it.
Sorry about your luck. Yeah. So that's good, though. I like that, though, because you got to make sure. Like, you be 100% sure or you could get screwed. Very good stuff, Diesel. Thank you very much. All right, coming up next, we're going to do our power rankings. So we just talked about Harrison Butker getting a $20 million deal.
Great name.
Great name. Speaking of great names, we'll power rank the worst names, or maybe the best names, depending on how you look at it. What are the best names in sports? We'll tell you next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
ESPN Upstate, straight up with Sturge, sideways with Pants. The man, the myth, the legend himself, Mark Sturgis, will be back in the air chair Monday. Looking forward to hearing Sturge back where he belongs. Hopefully the Sturgises are enjoying their cruise. I think they're getting back in town tomorrow. So, yeah, it'll be good to see them. And I told Diesel, I'm going to miss you guys. Miss you, Diesel. Miss you, bud. It's going to be hard, but we'll be okay. You guys ready for some power rankings?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it. In honor of the great Harrison Butker, It is funny, isn't
God,
it?
How much did he get picked on in high school for
oh,
that?
Oh, I know. God,
must have been merciless.
Yeah, must
anybody who's got the name Butt in their last name.
Yeah.
Merciless all through grade school.
Yeah, man.
You better grow up to be a great athlete.
And he grew up to be a kicker.
he didn't grow up to be a great athlete.
No, and like so he got picked on. Like imagine how much he got picked on by his team.
Yeah.
Like all the teams that he was on, like since he was a kid, you know, peewee to, you know, high school and college, like everybody probably still gets picked on. He's got 52 other guys that could all kick his ass that pick on him every day. But thing is, he's making more money than about half of them.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the great Harrison Butker. In honor of Harrison Butker, we will power rank the greatest names in sports history. Diesel, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. My number five greatest name in sports history, I'm going with Boof Bonzer.
That can't be a real name.
He's a real guy.
Boof?
Yeah. Boof Bonzer. You don't remember Boof Bonzer? Yeah, he was great.
Excuse me, Miss Bonzer. You got a baby boy. What would you like to name him?
Boof?
Boof.
Yeah.
It's like it sounds like she was trying to say Buford or something.
Maybe.
And she just like hiccuped in the middle of it.
I don't know.
And it just came out as Boof.
Boof. Yeah. Boof Bonzer used to pitch for the A's. Love me some Boof Bonzer. Yeah. He's my number five greatest name in sports history. My number four greatest name in sports history. I'm going with Dean Windass. Yeah, Dean Windass, soccer player. It's great. Love me some Dean Windass. My number three greatest name in sports history. Ha ha Clinton Dix. Still playing. He's good. Come on, man. Ha ha Clinton Dix. It's perfect. I mean, it's a real guy. Yeah,
That sounds like something you hear on Key and Peele.
I know.
Remember on the names where they were East West games. Jamoyle Smoochie Wallace.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, ha ha Clinton Dix. He's the thing. He's still playing. He's still good, man. He's playing for the Eagles now. Played for the Packers for a while. Alabama guy. Sturge probably loves him. Some ha ha Clinton Dix. Probably he's probably Sturge's favorite player. Loves those Clinton Dix. But yeah, ha ha Clinton Dix. My number three player of all time. My number two worst name in sports history. God Sham God. Remember God Sham God?
I don't.
Yeah, he's a basketball player. You got a lot to live up to if you name your kid God. First off, your son's last name is Sham God, and you're just gonna double down. So you know what? It's like you already got God in your name. I'm gonna call you God.
What is God Sham God worse than Sham God? What if she named him Sham?
Sham would be worse. Sham, sham, sham. Sham, sham, God would be worse. But God, I mean, man, you gotta.
It's a lot of pressure to put on a kid.
Yeah, that's a lot to live up to, man. There's only been one, as far as I know. And you I don't know, that's tough. You think it's tough living in Michael Jordan's shadow? Imagine being in God's shadow, and you gotta be the next God.
See, there's way more pressure on that than even like Prince Fielder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because Prince, you're in line for the throne. You're not the tippy top.
I know, exactly. And his dad wasn't even named King.
Yeah.
I never understood why he called him Prince. And like Prince the singer, his dad wasn't King. I think his dad was just like Bob or something. You know, like you'd figure his dad would be named King.
You think Prince and Elvis ever hung out? Prince and the King?
Now
that would have been a mashup for the ages.
They probably didn't, because Elvis died in 77. Prince started coming around mid-70s, late 70s. I bet they didn't ever meet.
Okay.
It would have been cool if they did.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy. I worked with a guy in Florida that was in Prince's band in high school. And Prince wanted him to go, like, tour with him. And he said no. He said no. He's like, I'm just kind of want to hang out with my new girlfriend this summer. I got a new girlfriend. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to go on tour. I just met this great girl. And this is high school. So this is like after senior year, high school, junior year, whatever it was. So Prince goes on to become Prince and becomes one of the greatest musicians that's ever lived and one of the most successful artists of all time. Everybody in Prince's band, the Revolution, New Power Generation after that, all the people
super rich.
Super duper rich. And this guy is like driving limos right now. It's like, bro, you turn Prince down?
It's like the story of Terry Reid, the English singer-songwriter who turned down the new Yardbirds, which later went on to become Led Zeppelin.
Oh, man.
To be the lead singer.
Oh,
and then
no.
he turned down Deep Purple to be their lead singer.
Oh, no, really?
So he turned down Zeppelin and Deep Purple because he had other commitments going on.
How do you live with yourself?
Come on.
Yeah.
That's ego right there.
Yeah. So
but he didn't know.
He didn't know, yeah.
Zeppelin was going to be a big deal.
You make your decisions at the time. Like, didn't Steve Jobs have a partner, like, before Apple started?
Yeah.
And he got out and he made, like, you know, like $5,000 or something. He's like, you know, I'm just going to get out while the getting's good. And I just don't want to be a part of the company anymore. And, like, he could have been a partner and, like, made billions upon billions of dollars. Yeah, you just never know. Hey, but the good thing is the guy that left Prince for the girl, he's still with the girl.
Like, good.
Yeah, you know, 30 years later,
so he won in the end.
He did win in the end.
He didn't develop a drug habit.
No.
He didn't have to wear women's clothes.
No. Shirts versus blouses.
Yeah.
None of that. Yeah. So it's So congratulations. He married his high school sweetheart, but she didn't get to tour with Prince. I don't know. I would choose Prince. That's just me. All right.
Could have had a lot of sweethearts touring with Prince.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Missed out on some opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. And the number two worst nickname in sports history, Dick Trickle. Dick Trickle's an American institution.
That just implies there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Down below.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Love Dick Trickle, though. I used to love, I forget who it was. It might have been Dan Patrick. It was one of the Sports Center anchors in the 90s. Whenever they would do highlights of a race, it might have been Kenny Mayne, but they would say, oh, Dale Earnhardt wins the Coca-Cola 600, and Dick Trickle finished 37th. Like, they would always say wherever Dick Trickle finished. It's kind of like the Tiger watch, where, like, hey, Brooks Koepka's in the lead at the U.S. Open or whatever, but Tiger Woods is tied for 37th. They would always make sure to get Dick Trickle in there. Love me some Dick Trickle.
Yep.
My number one sports name of all time, the worst name ever, it's the GOAT. It's the OG. The original worst name in sports history. I had to give this man his due. The great Dick Butkus.
Oh, man.
He started it. Like, you got to give him credit for starting this bad name thing in sports.
I want mothers, especially mothers in the listening audience, start naming your child the adult version of their name. Name it William.
Yeah.
Name it Bill.
Bill.
My baby, Bill.
Instead of Charles Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, Bill. I want you to meet my newborn, Bill.
Yeah. Well, there are some guys. People,
does that mean, is that short for William? No, it's Bill.
No, I'm just Bill. Yeah, that's me. I like that.
Name your kid, the D word that we can't say without Butkus.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, no, that would work, too.
Yeah.
There was what was his name? He played for the Bears. There's, like, a Bears lineman, and his name was Tommy. And it wasn't Thomas. His name was Tommy.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Come on, Mom.
And it was like Tommy I.E. He was a defensive tackle. I forget his name. But
I went to high school.
Yeah.
With I don't know what team he's on now or if he's still in the league, but kicker Ryan Suckup.
Oh yeah, I know.
I went to high school with him.
Okay, yeah, that's a bad name too.
Yeah,
Ryan Suckup.
I was in the same grade as his sister. Super hot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Nice, so man. She didn't get teased for that name at all.
No, I bet
he
she did.
Yeah, she didn't.
And. But Dick Butkus, how much did he get teased in school? he probably got teased, and this is in like the 50s too.
Yeah.
So you know he got teased.
Well, they would throw oranges at you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't just call you names. They'd throw frozen items at you.
And that's why Dick Butkus became Dick Butkus. That's why he became one of the meanest linebackers in the history of football, because he got this, I'm sure he got this complex from being named Dick Butkus, and people would tease him all the time, and he just got angrier and angrier, I'm still scared of him, and he's like 80.
He is the boy named Sue.
Yes, that's a good point. Yeah, he's definitely the boy named Sue. Those are our power rankings. We do them every day on the show. Thank you very much, Diesel. All right, coming up on the other side, I want to get more into the NBA Finals. The Raptors beating the Warriors was a major upset. But was it one of the greatest upsets ever? We'll talk about that next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I like this one, Diesel. Is this a little Primus?
John the Fisherman.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might be the best rejoin I've heard.
Picking up your vibe, man. You're into that 90s quirky rock.
I am, yeah. Anything quirky, I'm in. I love 90s quirky stuff. I love anything 70s. 70s music is by far the best decade of music in the history of music. You could put every decade of music together versus just the one decade of the 1970s. I'll take the 70s all day. But I do like a lot of 90s rock. Love 90s hip hop. Are you a hip hop guy, Diesel?
A little bit.
I like
90s hip hop. I like, you know, gangster rap.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, like, yeah, Snoop and Dre, Cube, all that. Yeah, and, you know, East Coast stuff. I love East Coast hip hop. Nas is my guy. Love Nas, Wu-Tang. I love Gangstar. Guru is one. Guru is probably might be my favorite MC of all time. Love A Tribe Called Quest, The Roots. Love East Coast hip hop. Love that early West Coast hip hop too, as well. Yeah, but man, hip hop sucks now.
It is so bad.
It's just like, and I love hearing that from you because you're not old like me. Like sometimes I feel like an old guy that just doesn't get these kids anymore. But mumble rap is just terrible. It's just the worst. I don't even know what you're saying. Like Post Malone? Like, how's that guy get paid? Like, who listens to that guy on purpose? I just don't understand how people enjoy that kind of music.
Well, there's worse than Post Malone.
There probably is.
There's a lot worse.
Yeah, it's just awful, man. It's like the rap, like, you know, hip-hop in the 90s meant something. Yeah, like the lyrics meant something. It wasn't just some guy mumbling about nothing. It's just like, and the beats were so much better. And it was just so much better, more highly produced. And I don't know, just a better time in music. But that's what everybody says. That's what you say when you're getting old, is you say the stuff that was happening in your day was better than the stuff that's happening then today. And it's just kind of part of the process, but it feels that way. It just with hip hop anyway, and rock too. I'm not really into the newer stuff as much as a lot of people are. So last night was a pretty big upset that the Toronto, after watching the series, you wouldn't think it's an upset because Toronto was the better team. Toronto was absolutely the better team. They didn't shock the world because it happened over six games. In football, it's shocking when an upset happens because it's a one-game thing, and you're like, oh, my God, the Giants just beat the undefeated Patriots. You know, the Colts just lost to the Jets in Super Bowl III. Joe Namath. Nobody ever saw it coming. In basketball, you see it coming. Because it happens over four, five, six, seven games, and we could see that Toronto was just better. And they're better because Golden State was a shell of themselves without Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson being out. Boogie Cousins coming back and not being, I mean, the guy came back from a torn quad in like 6 weeks. That's like a four-month injury. He's just not going to be the same. And Iguodala was injured for the entire series. They were all banged up. The Golden State just had the worst possible injuries at the worst possible time. Klay Thompson tore his ACL last night. I mean, they probably win that game last night. If Klay Thompson doesn't tear his ACL, Golden State wins. Because you think about it, it was at the end of the third quarter. Klay was going off. He had like 30 points after three quarters. They were up by five when it happened. It's like they probably win the game if Klay Thompson doesn't tear his ACL. That was a tough break.
You can't say that the Warriors didn't leave it all on the court because they literally did.
They did.
They put everything they had into it. Yep. I mean, and give Klay a lot of credit for coming back and shooting those free throws.
Oh, that was clutch. Yeah. Yeah, that was huge because we didn't know he tore his ACL at the time. And he was like, he wanted to play. And I know you got adrenaline. It's the NBA Finals. You don't want to let your brothers down. You're not sure if it's an ACL because his father was at the game. Michael Thompson, former Los Angeles Laker. His father's at the game and he asked him, he's like, son, did you hear something pop? Like usually when you tear your ACL, you hear a pop. He's like, no, I didn't hear a pop. So he's like, I'm gonna play through it. So he trots back out. He nails both both free throws. That's clutch. I love
you
that.
You had to be under pain, in a lot of pain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it reminded me of Kobe. When Kobe tore his Achilles, he hit a couple of free throws afterwards and kind of limped off the court. So Clay hits the free throws, and then he never comes back, and then we find out later that he tore his ACL. It's like, man, that team was just snake bit. And that happens, man. Injuries happen in sports. Usually the team that wins a championship is the team that just avoided injuries. That's what they say in football anyway. It's usually the team that just finds a way to avoid injuries for the most part. They're like the last men standing kind of thing. And Golden State, they just kind of ran out of good juju or mojo, whatever you want to call it, and everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Golden State Warriors. Because I said for years during this dynastic run, like, the only team that was ever going to beat the Warriors was themselves. And I didn't think it would be by injury, because you can never predict injuries. But I thought it would be like they'd break up. Eventually, the Golden State would, you know, they'd all want to get paid, because they can't all make maxed contracts because they're too good. And there's just not enough money. The cap's too small. So I figured that, like, Clay would leave, or maybe KD would leave, and that still could happen. But I just, nobody could predict that they would get hurt, and that would be the reason that they lost. And that just kind of, it's sad. It sucks, because I feel, Diesel, I kind of feel like we got cheated out of, like, what the NBA Finals should have been. Yeah, Toronto won, and you're supposed to beat who's in front of you. It's not Toronto's fault that KD went down. That said, though, it would have been so much more compelling if Toronto beat Golden State at full strength. And who knows? They might have, because Toronto is a pretty damn good basketball team. But I don't know. It just it left something to be desired for me.
It still says a lot about how good the Warriors are that they had to be hampered that much.
Yeah.
For Toronto to win games.
Yep.
By 2, 3, 5 points.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a close game last night. They only ended up winning by 4, and it was a tight game the entire time. Yeah. So it's just crazy. Well, remember, everybody was saying. It's funny how, you know, all these talking heads change their tune so much in sports. It's comical. Everybody, all of the national guys, all the guys on First Take and Skip and Shannon and all those silly TV shows, like, they're all saying that Golden State was better without Kevin Durant. Remember that crap? And that was only a month ago. Everybody's like, oh, they don't even need KD. They're fine. They're shooting more threes now. They're getting Steph involved. They don't have to get it to Durant every play. Like, oh, they're better. They won 73 games without Kevin Durant. They won a championship without. They don't need him. Looks like they did. Looks like they absolutely needed him. And you could see it. As soon as he was back, they spaced the ball so much better, and they were thoroughly beating the Raptors when he was in the lineup for those 11 minutes.
And I tweeted mid-game, though. They were up KD's rear end for the entire game, sanctifying him. Oh, he's such a great guy. He's such a great teammate. He's missed. So, shut up. Didn't you guys spend the entire season ripping this guy?
Yeah, they did. Yep. That's what happened.
He got hurt. He didn't die.
Yeah, but it's changed. His narrative has changed now. Now he's not looked at as that guy. He's not looked at as a brat anymore. People like him.
And now he's going to be the misunderstood good guy.
He is going to be – I said this yesterday, or it might have been earlier this week, actually. Kevin Durant was the most hated player in the league before Monday. Before he got hurt Monday and before he tore his Achilles, he was the most hated player in the league. I guarantee you, if you had a poll out next year, he's going to be one of the most popular players in the league. It's just funny how a character arc can change. Sometimes it's in your control. Sometimes you change as a person and you get better as a person. Or sometimes the circumstances change. And that's what happened in this case. And people start to feel sorry for you. People feel bad for you because you got it out for your team, and then it didn't work, and you had an even worse injury. And now you're going to lose an entire year of your career. And not just that. You're never going to be the same. Nobody's ever been the same after an Achilles tear. You always get worse. And he was at the top of his game before, and he's become a sympathetic figure. I think that's why people's opinions changed on him. All right, coming up next, we can continue this conversation. I still got some more basketball stuff I want to get to next hour. And next hour, I really want to – next year is going to be fun. Like, next year is going to be one of the most fun NBA seasons ever. And coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll talk about that. But coming up next, Baker Mayfield is in the news. We're going to switch it up to a little football here. Baker Mayfield is in hot water with his teammates. What did he do? We'll tell you on the other side. Lots of ways to get a hold of us on the program. I love saying program. You can get us on the phones, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. You can text a dude at 71307. Make sure you start that text with ESPN, or you can tweet a dude at Pants Party Radio, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. So I saw this today, and this story's been out for a little bit now. It's been out for like a week or so, but now it's kind of escalating a little bit, and the story has to do with Baker Mayfield. And I got this from CBS Sports. Several Browns players apparently weren't too happy with Baker Mayfield earlier this month after he called out running back Duke Johnson. According to NFL.com, multiple players confronted Mayfield at some point after his comments were made on June 4th and voiced their displeasure. It seems Mayfield's teammates wanted to see the quarterback support Johnson rather than call him out through the media. Johnson has been demanding a trade since at least April. Although he showed up for mandatory minicamp in early June, he made it clear that he still wants to be traded, which didn't sit well with Mayfield. This is Mayfield, that's something we've been dealing with for a while. If we have guys that want to be here, they'll show that. They'll voice that. Obviously, he's going to handle his stuff how he wants, but you're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out of the way or you can join us. So it is what it is. And apparently, a lot of people didn't like that. A lot of his teammates didn't like that. He called out his own teammate in the media. A lot of times in sports, your team, they want to handle things behind closed doors. Me personally, I think it's fine. I have no problem with Baker Mayfield calling out Duke Johnson in front of the media. And I think the reason I think it's okay is because you want to get your point across. If that's the most effective way to get your point across, you got to go through the media, then you do it. So then he knows. The Seahawks did this. Richard Sherman did this with Pete Carroll years ago, and I thought it was brilliant. He basically called out Pete Carroll for a bad play call that he made. It was a similar thing with the Marshawn Lynch thing in the Super Bowl. They had a game in the regular season where they didn't give the ball to Lynch, and Richard Sherman called him out, and he said, that's the culture here. We do call everybody out in the media. As long as it gets done, that's the most important thing in my mind, Diesel.
You know, one of the things about 20-somethings is they don't like to be told things that they already believe.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wonder, again, we can't know the answer to this question, but I wonder how many times Baker and other coaches and other players tried to go to this guy and say, hey, man, you got to get your stuff together.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
And he just didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to listen. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got somebody in his other ear saying, you're the best. Don't worry about what any of the haters say.
Maybe.
They're just being haters. No, they seem to be objective observers who can give some sort of feedback on what you're doing. But those people don't want to hear it. Sometimes people just don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So this is the only way to get it out there.
That's
true. Is to do it this way. Mm-hmm. And then people don't, how come you didn't handle it internally? Like, dude, I tried to talk to you 17 times.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you out for bagels and coffee.
Yep.
I asked you out for beers. I asked you to come over and play Xbox. And every single time you said no, you didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, this is the only way to get it out there.
I wonder if that's the case. I don't know. And there's no way to know because I would think, just me postulating, as you like to say, this is just me guessing. I'm thinking a 22-year-old kid might be a little scared to get in somebody's face and tell them the truth. And because I don't want to just say millennials because that's generalizing, but younger people fear contact, like one-on-one contact. More people are into texting, and maybe he didn't. Maybe, I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe Baker was afraid to go talk to him.
Yeah.
You're right.
Duke Johnson would probably kick his ass. I don't think Baker's going to win that fight. I'm pretty sure he's not. So, and I don't have a problem with Duke Johnson waiting to get traded because he's going to lose playing time because Nick Chubb is number one on the depth chart, and they're bringing in your boy Kareem Hunt. He'll be playing after week 8. So the only reason they're keeping Duke Johnson is because Hunt is suspended for the first 8 games. So he's like, no, dude, I'm better than this. I don't want to be third string. Get me out of here now. And I have no problem with that. And I got no problem with Baker, man. I really don't have any problem with players calling each other out in the media. If it gets done, it gets done. And if that's the best way to do it, then handle your business that way. I'd love for you guys to react. Do you think it's okay for a player, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, whatever, do you think it's okay for a player to call out a teammate through the media, or should they always handle it behind closed doors? You can get us on the phones, 844-477-3766. That's our 3776, sorry. 844-477-3776. You can also text us at 71307. So, Diesel, you think it's okay? You think it's
totally?
Yeah, you think it's fine too? Yeah, I got absolutely a no problem with it whatsoever. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about the 2019-2020 basketball season. It's all up in the air. It's a beautiful thing now that Kevin Durant is out, now that Klay Thompson could be out all of next year with his injury. The NBA is wide freaking open, and you won't believe who the favorites are, according to one Las Vegas sportsbook. We'll tell you next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.